Anthony, it's Brian Munns. What's it been like for you the last week and a half when everybody's involved, and how eager were you to finally step on the ice here today?
To be honest, I couldn't wait. You know, I think it was tough for me to, you know, watch you guys and see everybody get back here, and I wanted to get back here as soon as possible. Just so I think we should just open this up now. June 24th, I tested positive for the COVID-19 virus, obviously, and I had to quarantine. I was actually at my summer place where I spend summer. Basically, you know, had very mild symptoms, had shortness of breath, but otherwise there wasn't really much to it for me. I mean, obviously we're in a pandemic and a lot of people have been affected by it, and I think I was pretty lucky with not having you know, to deal with a lot of the more serious symptoms, I should say. But yeah, so I've been quarantining for 29 days basically, so it's been a while, but I'm excited to get back, and like today was unbelievable.
So when you have the news like that, that you've got it, what goes through your mind? Just, you know, you talked about the fact you didn't have a lot of major symptoms, but just how did you handle that?
At first, to be honest, it was kind of a shock because I kind of felt fine the first 5 days. Like, I didn't have any symptoms. So it was kind of like a weird feeling, like you test positive for something and I kind of felt fine for the first 5 days. A little bit of a shock. But I mean, 2 point something million people have it. So I guess I was one of them.
And I guess finally for me to get back onto the ice here today, we saw you on the ice, you know, chatting with your teammates and playing Anthony Boteto hockey.
That's good hockey, ain't it?
Banging bodies. You made sure everybody knew you were back.
Yeah. I mean, I barely slept last night. I was so excited to get here. And, you know, when you walk in the room and you got, you know, the 25 other guys or 30 guys, however many we have here, it's special, and it was awesome to be back.
Thanks.
Morning, Anthony. Ken Weeb from Sportsnet.ca. I mean, did you have any hesitation in coming back after what you had to deal with?
Hesitation? No, not at all. I think as long as the team and the doctors made sure it was safe for everybody, including myself and, you know, everybody that's going to be around. And we got the green light. I mean, I did 29 days, 29 days of quarantining. So, when I got the green light, I was excited and I made sure everybody was comfortable with it, and, couldn't have been more welcoming to come back.
Speaking of quarantining, maybe you'll have some advice for your teammates as you get into the bubble atmosphere coming up.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, hit me with as many questions as you want. I could do it all.
How about you? I mean, it just, the Black Aces element, do you think it becomes even more important given the circumstances that you guys are going to be going through in terms of keeping morale high and all those other things as you push to stay ready for when your number is called, if it's called?
Absolutely. I mean, regardless of where you are, I think you have to be ready for any moment. You know, I haven't done much, like I said, in the last month. So for me, it's finding as much ice time to get out there and practice hard and just, you know, get back to feeling good on the ice.
What were some of the other things to stay ready?
Can you say that again?
Sorry, just what were some of the other things you could do to try to stay up to speed available to you during quarantine?
So after I tested positive, it was pretty much 14 straight days of not doing a thing. I had to go through a series of tests to make sure I was able to get my heart rate up. And once I got the green light to do that, you know, I rode the bike to try to get back. I mean, I still had the quarantine in my house and stuff like that. So, it was an adjustment, something I never went through. So I think, you know, over the next couple days and weeks, and hopefully we go far, and I can build that back up to be in more of a everyday shape role, I would say.
Thanks for your time.
Yep.
Anthony, it's Paul Edmonds from TSN 1290. Good to talk to you. After you test positive, how many times did you have to take the test again before you finally got a negative and you were symptom free?
Yeah, I feel like I've been tested so many times. Like, I couldn't tell you how many times I've been tested. It's been a lot. I think the biggest thing is once the doctors got all the results, they came back to me and told me I was good to go. And that was what I was waiting for. So as a number of tests I've had, I've had a lot.
And finally, kind of similar to the question that Kenny asked you, but maybe expand on it a little bit. With the expanded rosters, there's going to be depth guys, and you're a rah-rah guy. So how do you continue to play your role inside the room if sometimes you might not be on the ice?
Say that again?
With the expanded rosters that are now associated with the NHL, sometimes depth guys aren't going to find their way onto the ice and onto the bench. But you have a significant role with this team. How do you maintain that role as a rah-rah guy, even though you might not be on the ice with them during games at times?
I mean, I think right now it's pretty easy. I mean, I haven't been here in the last, 10 days since camp started, roughly? So, I mean, I'm excited. Like, I feel like I'm coming in fresh day one. You know, I was bouncing off the walls today like I do best and enjoying it. Like, I'm excited to be here. And you don't get a chance to play for the Stanley Cup often. And, you know, that was one thing when you're in the summer sitting there going, coming back to play, like this, that, and the other thing. It's like, we're coming back to play for the Cup. It's, you don't get that often. I mean, 2017, I was fortunate enough to be on a team that went to the Stanley Cup. We lost. Like, I never want to be in that situation again to lose. Like, it's like, you don't know when the next time you're going to be there. So I have another opportunity to get there. And that's, I wanted to get back here as soon as possible to be a part of that.
Hey, Anthony, it's Jason Bell from the Winnipeg Free Press. Good to see you. I don't want to get, obviously this is, the health thing and it's a personal thing and I appreciate that, but I was curious, like, were you in New York at that time? I mean, obviously you probably were, I guess.
What do you ask? If I was in New York?
Yeah, at the time when you were away, when you were quarantining and when you were diagnosed.
I live in Nashville in the summer. So I was down in Nashville.
I got it. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When thankfully your symptoms were relatively minor compared to so many people, and you would have watched the news as much as anybody. But what's that like when you're stricken with something and you're watching the whole world kind of, all the eyes are on this pandemic and you're in it in your own way?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I had a lot of family back in New York. Obviously, that's where I'm from, and I had a ton of buddies that got it, some family members that got it. So the whole time I was like cautious, like wear a mask everywhere, this type of thing. Like, we were ordering food from the grocery store. We weren't going to the grocery store. And then it kind of opened up in Nashville. And then next, I got it and I was like, holy, because like I said, the first 5 days I didn't have one symptom. So I had no idea I even had it. So that was the scary part, like not even knowing you have this virus. So, yeah, I mean, it was kind of weird, I guess.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I guess, and again, I'm not trying to over-dramatize things, but I mean, do you feel fortunate that the way that things did shake out and you're able to, get through it and rejoin your teammates, obviously?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel very lucky to have had minor symptoms. Like, I didn't have it bad by any means. Like, there was days I woke up and I was completely fine. And I'm like, I have this virus. Like, how? Like, it didn't make sense. It was nothing like I've ever had. Like, I've had the flu before where you feel like absolute garbage. And this was not like that at all. So it was weird for me in that sense, but I'm glad I was cleared and happy to be back here.
Thanks for this.
Anthony, it's Sarah from TSN. Sorry for this. When did you get back into Winnipeg? Has some of the quarantine been happening here, or did you just get back into the city?
So I was cleared in Nashville to be able to join the team, but I still had to do another quarantine for the Canadian rules. So once I got back here, I don't know the date I specifically got back, but I fulfilled my quarantine for the government and for the NHL policy. And then I was able to come to the rink.
How do you approach what's left of this training camp and then going into the play-in series? I mean, just kind of your mindset now for this next week.
I mean, for me, it's just work as hard as I can and, you know, just work. Going back to like, I mean, I haven't done much in 30 days, so I got to get my legs going. And I felt pretty good today. I think I was a little gassed, like in terms of lung wise, but I felt pretty good. So I was happy with day one.